Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today, we're going to go over our All-Star Touch Football League weekend results. What week was that? I'm not going to fuck up. Was that week four? Let's see. Yes. Week four results. The week four results of the All-Star Touch Football League. Now, these are the results. Okay, week four results. It says right there. Okay. All right, well, starting off, do you want to say them?
No, go ahead.
The Braves beat the Prospects 12-7. Rock Bottom beat Colonial Diner 36-0. Price Electric beat the Panthers 20-0. Committee beat GC Irish 38-18. Steel City beat Reflections 25-14. And Camden beat the Savages 14-0. Now, oh shit. Speaking of Savages.
Not the Savages.
What do you mean not the Savages?
Is
that him? Well, you know what? Put a mic on. Mr. Larry, welcome to the show, Mr. Larry. What's going on, dog? What up, bro?
What up, man? I'm out of tissues, man. You got any more I can borrow, bro? I'm out of tissues, man.
Hey, man. Great game, bro. Great game.
Amazing game.
I mean, yeah. We were sloppy. We were definitely sloppy. Ending it and trying to finish it, but it was a great defensive battle, man. It really was.
Bro, I mean, all I know is if this shit was on TV, and you've been following this game all week, and you've been following the podcast, this game played out exactly as it was built up to be, dude. Exactly. I mean, it was the first game we played last season. It was high scoring. This game, there wasn't a touchdown until pretty much the fourth quarter. It was everything it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it was a defensive battle, man. Defensive battle, and you know what? I should have shook your hand twice, man. You guys played well. You guys played well. I mean, on defense, I'll say. I mean,
There you go. I was waiting for you to say it first.
Neither offense played crazy. You know what I mean? Neither offense did too crazy, but you know, it was what I expected more scoring, but on my part, I'm gonna be honest. I thought we should have scored more, but mistakes cost us. And you know, you guys, it's not a secret that you guys got a pretty good defense, man. So
yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Hats off to you guys, man. It was a good test. I wanted to see where we were, and I saw where we were, and I feel like we have room for improvement, and, you know, I'm just happy to pull out the win, man. Just happy to pull out the win. How'd you feel after that game? I know it's a lose, but, I mean, you had to be happy for your guys, and I'm saying, like, how'd you feel?
Man, I just feel like it really comes down to the quarterbacks, man. You got Scott for you guys, and you got Tom over here with us. I believe you guys forced probably four interceptions on us this game.
Yeah, it was four.
Yeah, I don't think Scott threw anything. Scott was very conservative.
Scott threw one.
Scott threw one on the first play. But that was probably it, right?
Yeah, that was it. But we struggled down in, like, I would say the red zone. We struggled down there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
yeah,
so did you guys.
It's football, man. It was, you know, just the way that it ended, man. That's what it's all about. The way that game ended is everything it was built up to be. It was perfect. You know, you couldn't ask for anything else. Win or lose, that's going down in history books, man.
I feel like we were sloppy, man. We were sloppy. We should have ended that game way better than that, man. We got sloppy with the ball. We were trying to run out the clock, and one ref said,
"Well,
you know, I'm not trying to make it a big deal and all, but One ref said that it was a completed pass and you guys used your last timeout. And one ref said it was an incomplete pass and you didn't use your last timeout. But no one determined what was the final verdict. Because I heard the one ref say he caught it and that guy pushed it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. At the end, the ball absolutely hit the ground on the contact. And I for some reason, I really felt like I was the only person on that entire field. Because I was getting loud and making a big stink about it. Because I couldn't believe they didn't call an incomplete pass. They said it was down on the catch. I said, no, the contact made him drop the ball, you know, incomplete pass, right?
Yeah.
But Jeff, whatever, man. I feel like there was a minute 19 seconds left in that game. If you didn't have to throw a ball at all, you could have just took sacks and ran that clock out. You guys made a big mistake by throwing
That's
that
right.
ball. And then your second play, it was a handoff, which was tagged pretty quick. So we called a timeout. Then your next play, you guys went deep for whatever reason, and you stopped the clock for us. You gave us another chance. That wasn't
the play,
you know.
Bro. Honestly, that wasn't the play. I won't even say his name. You know what I'll say? Sheen was supposed to run around. This is what I found out after the game. Sheen was supposed to run around and run out the clock, or run around and just take the sack and just run around and blow time, and then we're going to punt it back to you guys. Because you guys, honestly, bro, we wasn't really scared of your offense, keeping it real, 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 keeping it funky.
Nah, I hear you, man. I'm just saying, if you run around your first two plays, we waste our timeout. You run around that third play, it's game over. It was a gift. You guys gave us a chance, man. It really could have ended a bad way.
It was a stupid play on our part. But, you know, it didn't cost us in any way. I mean, it made it interesting at the end. But honestly, bro, the better team won the game. Honestly, that's how I feel. The better team won the game.
The better team absolutely won the game. That's true.
The better team, I feel, that's how I feel. You know, you might be like, all right, they got lucky. Da, da, da. But once you guys scored, you guys went up. You guys were up 7-0. And then it was just basically like, you know what? Scott got it together somehow, some way. And the defense was playing we were playing great deep. Bro, we picked off your first four drives. Your first four drives,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
Your first four drives. Interception. Aaron.
Crucial.
My main man, Aaron got a pick. That's my guy. Boom. Next play. Sheen picked off. Next play. Coop picked off. Next time you guys get the ball. Boom. It was actually, I wasn't exactly sure. If they're going to call it out, I wasn't sure if they're going to call it out with a completion, but he never had complete contact of the ball. He never had the ball completely, and my guy dislodged it and it popped up in the air, and Sheen picked it off again. So that was four interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, so I wasn't exactly sure how they're going to call that one, but they gave it to us. So you know, it was a good defensive game, man. I have to give hats off to you guys. You guys played hard. You guys played great defense. You know, you guys moved the ball. It's just when you got closer to the red zone, man, it just wasn't happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were making a play, but you guys weren't. And that's basically what it is. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm not being cocky. I'm not being, you know, I mean, I ain't talking slick. I ain't talking greasy. I'm not putting you down or not like that. I just feel like at the end of the game, at the end of the day, the better team won the game. That's all. That's just how I feel. You know, I might be wrong. You know what? I may be wrong. I may as well be wrong. But
yeah.
I feel, if I'm wrong, I don't want to be right then. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I feel. This is how I feel.
Hey, I do know one thing for sure, man. It's official. The Braves, the prospects, it's a rivalry now, man. It's you're definitely rivals now. That's for sure.
Yay, man. Hey. Hey, I'll take you guys as rivals, bro. When I first came in this league, we couldn't beat the Mud Stars, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we couldn't beat the Mud Stars, bro. We couldn't beat the Mud Stars, bro. So it's an honor to even be, you know, even in the same breath as you guys. And I mean, you guys have been in this league for years, and you ran that team pretty well. You ran it well. You get busy every year. You guys always have a shot to win a championship. I am honored to even just say we're your you know, rival, that's an honor. Thank you. And thank you. But, you know, we're up 2-0 now, you know what I mean? We're up 2-0. I have to add that, too, you know what I'm saying? But
so, what do you think, Jack? Should we, good game, man. Good game, man.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, Jeff, what do you think? Should we get to some other games, too, for some of the other callers, man, listening in?
Yeah, absolutely. If we could take some more calls, bro. Yeah, let's get it busy. Let's add another call. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. What it do, man? Is that you, John? You? Hello? I don't think so. Next call, yo. Go to the next one.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
you
there?
Just made it.
What's up, man?
Just made it.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, man?
I'm here. What's up, guys?
Yo, what's going on? Yo, John had himself a game, man. Talk your shit,
good
bro.
Good game, John.
Tell Larry how you feel about it, man. Tell him what you was telling me in the car.
Yeah. Nah, your boy Brian got under my skin a little bit, but you know, we shook it out after the game. I know how he is.
That's what he does.
He gets a little chippy, and Scott was calling me down the side. He's like, "Nah, he's really a good guy. Leave him alone." Because you know, during the game. But I'll say this: I'm sore as hell after that game, man. That was a physical ass game. I mean, running into him all day, I was rough. But
he's a bull, man.
Yo, yeah. Larry, how many sacks did you get, Larry? You had quite a few sacks, Larry. How many did you have, bro?
Three sacks, but the one I don't really want to count it because it was the overthrow by the center. So on the books, that would count as a sack, but you know what I mean? That was too easy.
All right, Larry, I'm gonna applaud you, bro.
I'm pretty sure Vinny, the other rusher, he had two sacks himself.
Who did?
Vinny, the other rusher.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Vinny.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's applaud him. Good for him, bro.
Speaking of Brian, man. Speaking of Brian, I don't know if you could hear him yelling at me every time I'm rushing. Larry, you got to go faster. I was like, Brian, I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah.
John, you got to deal with him. I got to deal with him, too.
Yeah, we can hear him every play. Like, after he got under my skin, I was hearing his voice only. I don't think I heard anybody else. But, yeah, that was good stuff, man. You guys.
Now, Larry, bro, now, you're in the elite. We're in the A, and, you know, I'm not trying to smack or put anybody down, you know what I'm saying, like, in the A, but I feel like the A is ours, and I mean, and I really honestly believe that, and if anybody feels any differently, you know, I mean, y'all can come see us on Sunday. The Braves are handing out L's, baby, but that's how I feel. But so, I mean, how do you really feel competing, you know, because you guys do put up great games against everybody, you know what I'm saying? You guys are an elite team. How do you feel about, like, matching up? How do you feel like you match up against, like, Rock Bottom and Steel City, man? Because I was watching Steel City, bro, and they're like a well-oiled machine, bro. I know they're top guys, but, I mean, you're in the elite.
They're a well-oiled machine, bro. They play day in, day out, bro. They're veterans that's been together for such a long time. You know, it's football's any given Sunday, man. So it doesn't matter if we're playing Steel City or if we're playing the Braves or if we're playing the Savages. I feel like football is pretty much any given Sunday. Anything can happen. I don't even think that there should be elite. I think everybody should just be mixed and let it be like that because you can win. Anybody can win. You guys beat Rock Bottom last season. Anybody
right.
can win at any point in this league.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know what? But Larry, you can't really say that, bro, because we, like, come on, bro. We know that Savages and at this point, I mean, Colonial Diner has definitely taken a step back, but, like, they really aren't on the same level, bro. They're just not. You know, Savages and Colonial Diner and, like, I'm not going to – I know the Monstars aren't in the league, but the Monstars, teams like that, They're really not. They can't be just anybody, bro. Like, they have to be separated somehow.
Yeah, no, agreed. There definitely is a difference in some levels of teams. But I personally believe that I think that even the Braves have evolved to pretty much to be an elite team. You've proven to beat the prospects, proven to beat rock bottom. You played well against Steel City. You didn't beat them, but you played well. You know, it really is any given Sunday, man. You guys, I remember when we took the step to say, okay, let's be elite. Man, it wasn't much different. We were still playing the same team. And, you know, anything can happen either way. I don't know, you know.
I mean, bro. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Larry, you remember when the elite teams used to be separated and you never saw them. And now they're mixed in the regular season. I think that helps you be able to take that stuff because you can see, like you said, it wasn't that much different. Like it's different, but it's not like as intimidating as it used to be. Like when my team first came in the league and we saw these elite teams, it was like, dude, we're never going to be that. But, you know, as time went on and you got mixed in with those teams and you saw, like even like a game we lost against Steel City, okay, we lose 34-20. We hung in, we played them tough. It's like, you know what? We can do this. Like, you got to tweak this, but it shows you what you have to work on. And I think the way he's got it now, where it doesn't truly separate to the playoff, allows you to gauge yourself if you're ready for that step or not, but also shows you what you need to do.
No, you got it, man. That's it.
Absolutely. Well said, John. I'm going to applaud you. Bro, I'm just saying, because we were that punching bag team, bro. We were. We got our teeth kicked in. You can ask Mike, like the original guys that have been on the team from the beginning. We got our teeth kicked in. We lost the first game to the Monstars 50-0. We thought they were a great team. No, man. It was just that we just didn't know what we were doing. And as we kept playing, and you realize, this is what I realized, that you can't play with your friends, man. You can't have a bunch of your friends or your neighborhood guys playing and winning this league. You have to have a blend of guys from the league and chemistry. Chemistry and a mix of talent. Like, you just can't just put anybody out there, man, or you're just going to get destroyed. Like, that's why I think, like, the Savages are getting their ass kicked, man, because I think they're playing with
a bunch
of their buddies.
They got a QB problem, man. They got a QB problem.
QB, and definitely a QB. I mean, definitely a QB. We won games. I know we didn't win many games, but we were competitive with Randy. And Randy's, you know, not the greatest QB in the world, but he made us competitive. Like he was the best quarterback we've had until up to that date, you know. And we were competitive. We were in games with Randy because we had athletes. But you know, he just made us competitive. That's all. I mean, you just need a QB, and you can't go up against loaded teams, bro. Your team is loaded, bro. Larry, your team is loaded. Loaded, bro. Like, you guys got fucking all-stars on everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. But, you know, so do we.
I got to tell you, though, man. I feel like with our game, bro, you know, we have, like, the five original prospects, me, JT, Terrence, we got Keith, you know, there's Will Bryan. You know, we knew from last season what this energy, you know, for this game, what we needed. Like, we were ready. Like, there was group text messages, like, saying, like, this game is for real. Bro, I just feel like we do have a great group of guys, especially with the players we added. But I don't know if they felt what we already knew from last season, if that makes sense, for this game. And bro, all I know is I cannot wait to see you guys in the playoffs. Because now everybody knows. Now everybody knows.
We're A and you are elite, baby.
That's true.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. You know, when we move up after we win this A championship, boys. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that. I'm talking my shit, boy. Like, we're about to win this thing, dog. We're about to win this thing. That's how I see it, man.
Hey,
that's
if you win this thing, you've got to declare elite. That's the rule, man. You win this thing, it's not a rule. I'm just saying.
Price electric? Yeah, I said it. We're not price electric. We're not going to win three in a row and like, oh, we're still A. No, we're going to win it and step.
Man.
Matter of fact, I kind of want to, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling y'all chins right now, man. Like, I feel like, I said, we beat rock bottom last year. Well, actually, you said it. We beat rock bottom last year. We beat y'all last year. We beat y'all this year. And we put up the most points that anybody has put up on Steel City. If you have all our games together, we still didn't put up what we put up, bro. We put up 20 points on Steel City. You know what I'm saying? So that's all right. I'm feeling myself right now. I'm feeling my guys. I'm feeling my guys right now. You know what I'm saying? I love these Braves, man. I do. This is the best team I've ever played with.
Hey,
how I feel
deserve
right
it
now.
100%, man.
That's how I feel right now. All them ass whoopings we took, I'm not feeling it. But... Now I'm saying, I'm going to ask somebody else, yo. I'm back to talk.
Yo.
Hey, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, man. What's up, man?
Yo, what's good? It's Reese.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's going on, Reese?
What's good?
What's up,
yo,
Reese?
Man? How y'all feeling?
How you
tonight?
Feeling?
I'm all right.
So, Reese, what you think about the game, man?
Hey, yo, man, that game lived up to it.
You're right. Yep.
Lived up to it. I felt like both defenses knew what to expect, and they took away both strengths. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't see no deep shots, really. It was going all underneath to get your yardage. You know what I mean? Like, it really wasn't nothing over the top. Both on both sides of the ball.
That's true, man.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know what I mean? I felt like both rushers, both sets of rushers were getting to the quarterback really fast. Forcing the quarterback to make mistakes, stuff like that. It was just a great game.
So, in case you guys don't know, if the Savages drop out, the Braves have to play Colonial Diner 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah, because they would play.
They kicked out.
Wow.
If they drop out, you play Colonial Diner this week. You play Colonial Diner next week, and then you play Colonial Diner week 8. If the Savages drop out,
it's not official.
It's not official.
Okay.
But if
okay.
The, go ahead, Kim. Tell them again. All right, now, explain it real quick.
If the Savages drop out, there's no more buys. Or if the Savages drop out, there's no more buys. So whoever was scheduled for a bye that week is going to play the team that the Savages were scheduled to play. So this week, it would be the Braves would play. You guys have a bye.
We have a bye, and
it was
Colonial Diner.
Yeah, and it was Colonial Diner and the Savages, and then you're scheduled to play Colonial Diner on week 8. So you play them 3 times.
Oh, like taking candy from the baby.
I know, right? Like, what? That's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
You know
either the Savages twice or Colonial Diner 3 times. However they want it. You know what I'm saying?
Why can't we play Price Electric twice or something like?
It's just the way the rocks fell, man. It's just the way the rocks fell.
Yeah.
Right, can we play Price again?
No, you're not gonna play them again. Maybe in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to see them. Actually, not really, but we'll see. We'll see. Let's add another car. Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, bro. What it do, Aaron? My main man. Oh, damn, bro. Come on, Aaron. Why you hang up, bro? Call back.
Why don't you go over the rest of the games besides the Braves and the Prospects?
Oh, all right.
Hey, buddy, our evil twin is on the line?
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, he hung up. He called in and hung up.
Hey, yo, Aaron, stop playing with me. Hop on this drill. I know you're
here. Oh, there you go. Adam. Yo, hold up. Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, bro. What it do, man? Aaron, my main man, Aaron. Tell him what it is, man. Tell him what it is, dog.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, what's going on?
There's a bunch of people on them.
Maurice, Larry, John.
I felt like I was in fucking shoulder pads this whole weekend.
My legs are dead, homie.
I was getting tossed everywhere by everybody, including the center to the DBs to whoever. I'm so sore right now.
I believe it. I believe you had a hell of a game, bro. You had a hell of a game, bro. I mean,
that game felt like a championship game.
Facts.
It lived up to it, man.
Definitely lived up to it. That's what I said. It lived up to it.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. If this was a TV show, man, and you've been following this all week, the Braves prospects, this was so entertaining for anybody watching, following along, man. Yeah.
It was
and
the
like
most entertaining
score,
game of the
like
week.
The score was dead on, too. 6 points, like, dead on.
No, they were 6-point favorites.
They were 6-point favorites, yeah.
Now, that's what I'm saying. They were 6-point favorites, but the gap was, you know what I mean, dead on.
Yeah, he had
all the Vegas points
on.
Pretty much right, bro.
Oh, wow.
Nah, hey, man, all the favorites covered except the prospects. I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, man. The irony.
Man, what's up,
man? Hold up. I'm putting this out there, too. Me and Aaron, the best tandem in this league.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Me and
of
Aaron.
Hey, who's going to refute that?
Hey, that'll get out, man, because I got news for you guys. Jeff, especially you, brother. Bro.
Yo.
There was many people talking about this podcast, man. Many people from other teams.
Yo,
Jeff,
you're right, bro. You're right. Yo, I was shocked. I was shocked how many people listened to it, man.
Yeah, man.
I was shocked. Many people came up to me. A couple people had problems. I'll get into that a little later. Committee.
Hey, I'm stuck on their name though. Hey, they said what they were going to do when they did it though. They said what they were going to do when they did it.
No. Yeah, I'm not really. You know what I'm saying? They was mad because I said I don't know what they was mad at. They said they're gonna call in on this Thursday.
Talking
so
shit on them.
I wasn't talking shit on
them.
I was telling them what they did.
You're telling them you're
You lost to.
You're
the
saying
Patriots.
Committee's not there and you're better than them.
We are better than them.
You don't know that, though.
Yo, Aaron, you think we're better than them?
First of all, they don't have any DBs that are in our caliber.
At
we
all.
We lost to them.
Yo,
so,
not only did they do that, this is the only thing I said. This is when they really got mad. I'm like, yo, Colonial Diners played 4 games, and the only team they scored on and scored 2 touchdowns on was Committee.
Committee.
They got shut out week 1, 2, and 4 against Rock Bottom. The only team they scored 2 touchdowns on, got a little, you know what I mean, feeling good about themselves, was against Committee.
Yeah.
So Committee don't get it.
I don't get it.
Hey, man, I was taking heat on the sideline. I was taking heat on the sideline from Committee. They were saying, Larry, the disrespect of having this game at even against GC Irish. Before this game even happened, y'all had to feel what I felt,
man.
You had to feel what I felt, you know?
Yo, I know it's true, bro.
They attacked you in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple words. They was, you know what I mean, gentlemen about it. But it was kind of like, oh, damn. Y'all think you're better than us? Well, we'll see. We shall see. I don't think
bro.
I don't care if they're in the league team or not.
I already gave their best DB a touchdown in the playoffs, if they remember. Money.
Money was, I had 4 touchdowns on y'all. Y'all couldn't stop me. I'm like, okay,
but he
money.
Never stuck. The one time he did stick me, I gave him a touchdown.
That's what I said.
Not one. No
said,
part. The whole entire
you
game.
Let me get him. And then you scored the game winner. I don't want to hear that, bro. I don't want to hear it.
Oh.
I don't want to hear it, Committee.
I ain't scared, man. Hold up, Committee, I love y'all. We want an elite chip together. Y'all know what it is. I know what it is with y'all. You feel me?
Mute his mic right now, please. want to hear that shit. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, that ain't me saying nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Come on, Maurice. You know, come on, dog. Where's the confidence, Maurice?
Hey, yo, did you
come
have
on,
a
no, wait, I can shut you up before you embarrass me.
Who'd shut your mic off?
wait.
Nah, come on, dog.
What just happened to me, though? What happened?
You can still hear, but we couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Come on, dog.
You have like a switchboard.
We need to spice up. We need another rivalry. I'm tired of beating up on the prospect. You know what I'm saying?
Next Sunday, I want to play again.
I want Still City back because I wasn't there week one.
I said that to them. Yeah. He told me to fuck off. That's what he told me.
I want Price.
He told me to fuck off. Like, yeah, man, you bugging, bro. That's what he told me.
Who bugging?
The dude that had the Michael Bennett Jones.
Bro, he got their boys back, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Who boys back?
Committee?
Got the whole team back, bro.
Man, I don't give a damn, dog. They sound to Colonial Diner.
And I don't think their defense is even better than the prospects. So come on now. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, not better than the prospects.
No, I don't
think so. You know what? That's why the bull from this, because the bull had a 6'6" and he mugged him in the back of his neck. And then bull.
Yo, Hold up. You trying to steal my thunder, bro. I ain't even getting into that yet, bro. Hold up. I'm going to tell that story a little bit later, bro.
Save that for the game review.
Yeah, I want to get in that a little bit later, bro. Yo, hold up. Let's add it. Let's add another call, yo. I'm not sure exactly who it is, but let's let it. Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, man. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, dog?
What's up,
this Tyree?
Yeah, man. How y'all doing?
What up, bro?
What's up, Tyree?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Oh, what's good,
hey,
big what's Tyree? Who's Tyree?
Tyree. The rock bottom quarterback, bro. The best quarterback in the league. Come on.
Oh, my boy Tyree. Okay. I got you.
Name, bro.
So, Tyree, what you think, man? Tell us about Sunday, bro. What you think?
Hey, man. What we live for, right? Sunday Warriors.
100%, man.
Yeah. When they crushed Colonial Diner.
Yeah, that was a beatdown. Y'all put
36-0.
Y'all beat down Colonial Diner. Come on, man.
Well, we had to cover for a week, you know?
Yeah, y'all had to cover
Larry's
spread.
Yeah, at least for 1 week.
Now, Tyree, now, honestly, keep it real. I want this between Tyree and Larry. Now, y'all both elite teams, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. How do you feel about
Larry's got a lot of ex-rock bottom players. How do you feel about that, bro?
I mean, it is what it is, you know. It makes the league better. If I can, you know,
makes it more fun.
I made
and
sure
those
they were
games
free agents. Players. I heard they were finished with rock bottom, and they said they wanted to be prospects.
Been on the sideline.
Hey man, at the end of the day, we're all free agents, man. I mean, I can't.
That's right.
Word up.
You know. and at the end of the day.
Do you think they're a better team?
Tyree,
I mean, we have a better family. I have a family thing going on right now, but, you know, I don't want to say too much yet because the season's still early, you know, but I like what we got going.
Hey, Tyree, okay. was there a fallout with you know, with Derek, with DeAndre? You know, how come those guys all became free agents?
Honestly, I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I mean – you know, I can only worry about who's on my team, who's on my roster. You know, I don't really know what's up with them guys.
I was surprised to see my boy on prospects. I was like, what the hell was going on?
You talking about DeAndre?
Yeah, because we grew up in the same town. You know what I mean? And I watched him play when I was young. He was a man, but. I wanted to play rock bottom this year, and unfortunately, we're not on our schedule.
Yeah,
yeah,
yo, I was mad.
You already know. You already know. I was waiting for that matchup.
Crazy.
That's the one elite team you don't play. That's the only elite team you don't play, right?
Nah,
I don't play Camden either.
We don't play Camden.
Yeah, I forgot about Camden.
I mean, it wouldn't matter anymore, fucking way. We whoop their ass, too. You know what I mean?
You're going to get beat over the park. You have people waiting in the bushes.
shit, man.
Hey,
nah,
hey,
it was a good game.
Hey, Tyreek.
Hey, what's going on? What's up?
What you think, man? We had this talk on the Barbershop Talk Radio last week, I believe. Let's try to get an all-star game, man. We got to talk to Bill. Me and you got to get together.
I think, you know, whatever we can do to make the league better, you know, I think this podcast is a start. I think some more videos would be better. I think, the direction we're going, I think is good. So I figure, you know, take it a week at a time, and I think we'll get where we need to go, you know.
Yeah, we need more cameramen, definitely, yo.
Yeah, bro, because
I
didn't have enough
boys,
time to videotape.
I had a boy videotaping. We was videotaping one game, and the Still City guys was complaining because
yeah,
the guy had
like,
the drone.
Like Larry
had,
can't do it all
had
and stuff.
My boy
like,
had
Larry
the drone.
Yeah.
My boy had the drone, though. He had, and, like, they was hating. I was like, I bet if they seen this footage I got right now, they wouldn't be hating. But, you know, but it is a little bit.
Yo, for real, since we got the cameras out, since we got the cameras out, Mr. Bill should be completely with it now. Like, you feel me?
Nah, he is with it. He's with it, man. It's just at the time, you know, when people don't like what's new. And at the time, it was just caught them off guard, so they were complaining about it.
So, Mark, don't you got a drone, too? Like, we
yes, I do. Yes, I do.
We can get them drones popping, like.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That one Grosso to Grosso video topped out at 1,200 views, man.
That's the only thing we don't have is a video.
Page to page, like, that video's been shared around, too.
Yeah.
What video?
The Grosso to Grosso. That's the highest one we got with 1,200 views.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And, bro, there's only 100 likes on the Facebook page. If we can, you know, somehow share this page, the more people to share it to their friends, to like the page.
Yeah, I always share stuff like my page, always.
That's how it's going to get around. Word of mouth.
Well,
so,
I got a couple of friends in Delaware.
Susan is why they're dropping out of the league. Like
that's what I think.
Like the Colonial Diners and the Savages and the GC Irish that are 0-4 and getting their butts whooped in the beginning of the season.
That's kind of how
you think they're not coming back because they're losing so much. They're being put against teams they know they can't beat.
I mean, in the beginning, yo. GC Irish has four elite teams. Well, they had three elite teams in a row, and one, and they had where they didn't show up and shit.
Yeah, forfeit.
But one forfeit. But they had three elite teams in a row, man. You can't have that. You can't have that.
Now
man.
You got the Savages.
They somehow
are looking to quit.
Somehow the schedule has to be spread out. Where you got to think about the little guys, man, because the little guys. Not everybody's got tough skin who's going to stick around, bro, and keep getting their ass whooped until they start whooping ass, you know.
Yeah, right. now they're
hard
older and don't want
to
play now.
To get out of that mentality.
Like myself, you know what I'm saying?
When you're
like,
losing, you expect to lose every week. It's hard to get out of that mentality.
Like, this is crazy that the Monsters aren't in it. This is crazy. I know there's other things.
Because of what they don't do.
What'd you say?
I think GC should really get into the A playoffs, you feel me?
Yo, bro, but they've had a rough schedule, bro. I mean,
but who hasn't really? If you think about it,
I mean,
everybody's had a rough schedule to begin with.
But I feel like he needs to
eat it out a little better.
The top dogs beat up on him and then feed him to
it
them.
It was
you know
I mean? I mean, I think Tyreek can vouch for me, bro. Wait, Jeff, you were there at the meeting, bro. It was random selection. It
was
all random, though, you know?
Randomly fucked up because
yeah, it was.
It was randomly fucked up.
There wasn't a lot of teams.
It's not. I know, but you still can't. You have to
balance
it. I'm not saying coddle these guys. Or
I get what you're saying. Play 1-18, then elite. Then elite.
My team is one Scott away from being these teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? One Scott away.
Right.
Because we were those guys when Scott wasn't on our team. So I can understand it. So the Savage, I understand. They don't have a quarterback. But they still want to play. They still love playing football. That doesn't mean they have to play Camden, Rock Bottom, Steel City.
Well, they can play
all in a row.
Just like one A game, one elite game. One A game, one elite game.
Something like that.
Somewhere.
He has to balance it out somehow. Where
yeah, that makes sense.
It's
the second half of the season is probably easy, though. That's the thing.
What'd you say?
I said the second half of GC, our schedule is probably, like, light. They probably got easy
yeah,
games,
really,
you know what I mean?
The thing he's getting at is that now they're
0-4,
though. They're 0-4
yeah, when
now. Who wants to play after they're 0-4?
Right,
yeah.
All right.
Like
he's not even playing anymore.
Yeah, like the Savages
yeah,
who are thinking about not coming back. I don't blame them. They're 0-4. They have, they're going to have a hard time coming back from that.
They've been sacrificed.
But
at one point, you know what I'm saying? Like
they're bad. But let me say something. But they're battle tested. They played four elite teams. I'm pretty sure they played them at their hardest ability. So when they come up with these games versus the A squad, they not have a problem. But they are battle tested with the competition they played against. So their next competition, which is A, shouldn't be too much too hard for them.
Far down the road though.
But
are you thinking about that, or are you thinking about the last four games they just lost?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yo,
oh,
we're games in a row.
Yeah.
And they're not looking like, yo, they're on a different level than us. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. I think it needs to be spread out a little bit more, man. That's how I feel. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. I just feel like he needs to have a little bit more consideration for the weaker teams.
Yeah. Because when you're 0-4, you might be able to play a team like Savages said he played GCRs, but they're going to be discouraged. Like, oh, we're not going to beat any of these teams in this league. Like, we haven't beat anybody yet. We're not going to beat any of them.
I mean, that's how I would feel. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
why it's more important to spread the word, too, because the more teams you get in the league, the easier it is to keep it that way.
You're right.
There's not a lot of teams in the league. I think that's one of the biggest problems. There wasn't a lot of teams this season, so it kind of the schedule, everybody had to play everybody.
I get that, but why do you got to play the big dogs four times
right.
in a row?
Right.
Why do you got to play the top big dogs in four times in a row?
Yeah, some
you
people look
like,
at it like just get the big dogs
like,
out of the way,
and then we get, and then we'll give you somebody that might be able to beat
mm-hmm.
you. Later, you can't do that.
But
man.
At that point, yeah,
it's so discouraging. It's so downing. It's not fair.
It takes one win to get back in winning mode. But you know how it is because you were the Savages.
I just said it. We're one Scott away.
You were them at one point.
I was the Savages.
You go out there every week knowing you're gonna lose. You want to win, but you know you're gonna lose.
We're not the Savages anymore.
No, but
it's just ask Larry. Right, Larry?
What an asshole. I think Larry is gonna be in a parking lot waiting for you.
Hey,
in the bushes.
I can move my ass in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like what you say on the radio, son?
Yeah.
At the end of my, that's all.
At the end of the day,
like,
we're all men.
I just feel like the smaller, the weaker teams are kind of like, yeah, just flesh for the sharks. That's all. I mean, and I don't think it should be that way, man. I feel like we can give confidence or an even game. Like, imagine going into a game where you know there's no chance you have a shot to win. Because
right.
I've been in plenty of those games.
Well, that was just rock bottom against Colonial Diner.
I'm sure, but Colonial Diner, they're their own problem.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Colonial Diner.
Yeah.
Colonial Diner.
I know.
You,
can,
have,
you
really can't
what
say that because, like you said earlier, it was any given Sunday. So you really can't say that too much, any given Sunday.
Hey, what
true.
Was the other
true. Oh, here. Speak to tell
so
everybody's story.
Price Electric beat the Panthers 20-0. Committee beat GCRS 38-18. Steel City beat Reflection Car Wash 25-14. And then Camden beat the Savages 14-0. I don't know. Didn't they like quit in the middle of the game?
Yeah, that was
that
half.
Like
that
was
a halftime call.
Yeah.
No. I don't know who saw that. Yo, did anybody
see? I seen the whole thing.
Tell me what happened, Reese. Tell me what happened.
Hey, my man Chico, Poppy, he caught a 100-yard pick six, took it to the other end zone. You feel me? He started backpedaling on him from, like, what, the 30. made it to the end zone, and the bull number 20. Everybody around the league knows him because he always talk trash. He never backs it up, never do nothing. He got sick, basically, you know what I mean, trying to put his hands on him. Like, it's, we all men, like, at the end of the day. We playing football.
I spoke with Chino, and he told me that he grabbed it, he turned around and grabbed his crotch like Marshawn Lynch does.
So he
got the flag for that. But, yeah, number 20 came and hit him in the head. And, like Chino said, if he hit him legally, like a clean hit, he wouldn't have done anything. But because he hit him in the head, he went after him.
Hold up. Then they saw number 20 thought about it. He said, wait, hold up. Nah, I ain't getting in with him. And he took off. I'm talking about he ran like at least three fields away.
He ran all the way to the commissioner, bro. Like, running like, healthy.
He was hiding behind the commissioner.
he ran running to the commissioner, bro. That was some funny.
I haven't seen that like that in my life.
That was
me either, bro. Ever.
That was the funniest
thing
I've seen in my life.
He was supposed to be the tough one, too, number 20.
Yo, the tough one, I'm trying to tell you, when the Braves trade him, I think this is his plan. He picks out the best players. Like, all he do is just talk trash and try to, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's all he was doing, yo. That's all he was doing when he played him, yo. You know what I mean?
I don't listen to him.
You know he's terrible, so I think he just be talking trash to those guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he just went after the wrong one, too, is what it is.
Yeah, that's not the team to be doing it again.
Who got the
chicken dog? Who starts shit and then runs?
But if they come back, if the Savages come back, he's only suspended one game.
Yeah, he can never show his face out there again.
Yeah, they said it in the
email.
Yeah,
true.
I saw him walking away. I thought the same way. How could he come back?
He's not coming back.
Show your face out there again. Like, what? Yo, come on, bro. Really?
Just imagine a bully chasing a kid around the schoolyard. That's what it was.
Yo, Tyree, I don't know if anybody else heard. I heard Val. Val's like, Larry, where are you at? You get that on video?
I couldn't believe it, because then Chico stopped to take a breath and then started chasing him again. I'm like, oh,
yo,
my God.
Sorry, dog. He caught his breath. No, that was bad. Oh, I ain't ever seen nothing like that in my life.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Kind of weak, bro. And I can't stand up for nothing like that, bro. Because I kind of feel bad for the Savages, man. But when you're doing stupid shit like that, you ask to get, yo, I don't know if the score really was only 14-7.
I guess that's how it was at halftime.
I mean, that's a pretty close score.
Yeah.
I mean, you still got a shot to win the game, but then to just walk off the field like it's over. Like, come on.
Yeah, why? The whole team just walked off the field after that?
But they packed it up and walked off. Like,
is that technically considered a forfeit?
That's kind of a forfeit.
Yeah, that's why the score is
14-0.
Oh, because they paid their money not to play.
Yeah, really. Like, finish the game then.
It's pretty bad, man. It's pretty sad. Then they had excuses. They were like, yo, he took his ball and went home. I'm like, yo, you can use my ball if y'all still want to play. I'm like, I'm sure Camden will let y'all use their ball if y'all still want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on?
He stopped on the sideline, grabbed his ball, and continued running.
Yeah, no. He kind of gave him like the Michael Jackson. He was moonwalking back into the end zone. And then the dude started chasing him.
Oh, and he had the ball in his hand.
He had his ball. He was running for the ball. He was running for a touchdown. And then he scored, and the dude ran up and kind of gave him like he mushed him in the back of his head, like on some fuck out of here type shit. And then, like, he threw his
pick the wrong one.
Like, he wants to throw his hand.
Yeah, man.
He said, hell no. You want some of this, old man? No. And then he took off. He just took off running.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, Camden is not that team to mess with, man. Because you mess with one dude, they got a couple bulls on there, man. They got Butch. They got, Bam. They are down, bro.
But you can't do that to anybody, Larry. Nobody should do that to you and expect not to have consequences, bro.
Not
you know what I'm saying? You're a grown-ass man, bro. Don't you ever put your hands on them. I know we're playing football and all. This is fun. Yeah, we get competitive, but don't you put your hands on me, bro. Unless you want these hands.
Yeah, once you
want these hands, then you know what I'm saying?
Once you touch somebody that's crossing the line, yeah.
Don't put your hands on me, bro. I'm not talking about blocking me or nothing like that. You get me, you know what I mean, inside of the lines of the game. But I'm talking about I'm scoring, when I score, you want to come up and behind me and touch me? Come on, dog. You asked for these hands, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then you ask for them, and then when I'm about to give them to you,
you run.
You decide that you don't want them anymore. And go run into the commissioner. Like, come on, man.
He's hiding behind the commissioner.
Like,
use him as a shield.
Never seen it ever, ever in my life. But I think we had a pretty solid week four this week, man. Definitely a solid week four. I mean, there was a lot of blowouts. The only close game was basically us and the prospects.
Week five is more evenly matched, I would say. Because it's 8:45, you got prospects versus Price Electric.
That's going to be a good game. Larry, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Steel City
versus
going to be a good game. The Panthers versus the Patriots, that's going to be a good game, too. Rock Bottom versus Camden.
Oh, that's going to be a good game, too.
Reflection versus
Game of the Week.
Rock Bottom and Camden.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The only game that's not going to be a good game is our game. We're going to destroy whoever we play.
You're playing the Savages or Colonial Diner.
They have no shot, and I'm saying that right now. No shot. No even. No any given Sunday. None of that.
Well, can you imagine if you play Colonial Diner? If Savages drop out, you play Colonial Diner. Then you guys are going to play them three times. They're going to be 0-7, and that's not even counting any other teams that they're going to be playing against because they've already lost four games.
That's just
count your three games as three more losses for them.
Nobody wins the lottery. You know what I'm saying? That's
0-7.
That's just the luck of the draw. You end up with the Braves. You know what I mean?
But then again, you guys have had in previous seasons where you guys haven't won any games in regular season, went on and won the championship. So
we just
pulled that up.
Yeah, it's a B championship.
Still, they're basically a B team. You know?
They're less than a B team. They're the worst. That's the worst team right now. Savages and Colonial Diamond.
And GCRs. They're all. They're all
0-4. GCRs is better than both of them teams.
They just had a bad schedule.
Four elite teams they had to play.
But so did you guys.
Not three.
We're not GCRs.
So did a lot of other teams. So did the Patriots. Like, so did a lot of other teams had four elite teams to play, too.
You don't know where. You're trying to make me sound arrogant on this motherfucker right now. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing good,
like, come on. I mean, we get busy. That's all I can say. GCR says too. You know what I mean? And they're better than both of them teams. They just had a poor schedule. Poor scheduling. And, you know, I like them guys. And they get it down, man.
You like them, so they're a good team.
No. They're better. They will beat Colonial Diner twice on Sunday and the Savages three times on Sunday.
Of course, everybody's going to beat Colonial Diner twice on Sunday, the way it looks.
But they got the same record.
Supposedly.
See, they got the same record, though.
Yeah, but from what it sounds like, Colonial Diner was you when you first started out.
No. Colonial Diner's been in this league since the
80s. I know, but they were your first year when you lost to Monstars 50-something and nothing.
No. These both
Colonial had mad time to improve their team.
Definitely.
And I don't know what they're doing.
I don't either.
Like, why people are just dropping off their team?
Yeah, they're hanging. They just keep playing with their friends. That's all.
But they weren't at one point.
They added guys. I mean, they added cases. They added, it's not working. Like, the guys.
They're not even letting them play, bro. They're not even letting them play. He's not even playing quarterback, bro. Why? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I can't answer for them.
So they still got Randy as quarterback?
Yeah, Randy played quarterback.
That was like the first time you guys
were. Tyree just played him. Tyree, who was playing quarterback for Colonial Diner, man?
The old quarterback. Not the long hair guy. No, not the lefty. Is he
Lou?
I forget his name. He's a little chubby, a little bit.
Randy.
Lou?
Randy.
Randy.
He called him an old guy.
How many picks did he throw?
How many picks did he throw?
Yeah, how many picks did he throw?
We lost count.
Yeah, but you can't knock on Randy though, because when you guys had Randy, when you got Randy, that was the first time you guys started scoring touchdowns.
Nah, I'm just saying.
When he leaves his negativity on the sideline, Randy's pretty good. He can be.
I mean, Maurice, that's your guy, bro. Randy's your guy.
He's just, he's cocky.
Every quarterback is my guy, point blank. Every quarterback.
Like a true receiver.
Yeah. He out here trying to talk like he Larry Fitzgerald now. Every quarterback is my quarterback.
Look, Mr. Krabs, clean floors. Clean tables, Mr. Krabs.
Yo, let's get the schedule for this week. Larry, you get the...
I just did.
Larry, you got the, Larry, you got the,
Wednesday, he puts the Vegas
picks. We
gonna
put the Vegas picks out, bro.
Wednesday, Vegas picks, but I do got the power rankings. Do you want to hear them?
Yes, hear them, baby. Ooh. Let's hear your power rankings, man. And they better be correct, Larry. They better come...
You better be moved up,
bro.
I'm not biased, man. I'm not biased.
Let me hear what everyone's talking about is the power rankings.
Go ahead, shoot your shit, Larry.
All right, so number one, you know, you just got to keep giving it to Steel City. I love Kyrie. Rock bottom is awesome, as always. But, you know, Steel City number one, rock bottom number two. Number three,
okay.
You still got to go with Camden.
Camden.
Oh, man, come on.
We had a conversation. You know how I feel about it.
Mute him.
Wasn't Prospects number three last week? Prospects was number four last week. Go ahead, Larry, my bad. Those were mine. Go ahead, Larry, my bad. Still sitting in the bottom, Camden, and then Prospects.
Yeah. Number four, definitely Braves. Definitely the Braves, man. Number four. That's
upon
the lead.
Upon that man.
Now, listen. If the committee is listening, I got them at number five, committee. If they're listening, they're going to feel some way about that. You know what I mean? So
man,
you guys got to stay true,
man.
Shit.
Fuck committee.
Wait, I don't think you guys is number five over committee.
Yo, Larry, don't sell yourself short, dog. I would not put you guys over.
Yeah, I got Prospect at number five due to that.
Committee revamped, guys.
They fucking still gave up four touchdowns to DC Irish.
We got to see it, though. Maybe when they play,
we only beat DC Irish 12-7. You know?
All right, my bad, Larry. Go ahead. You know what? This is yours. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say nothing else. Go ahead.
We'll put our power rankings
up. Keep rocking, bro.
Since they handled GC Irish, 38 points on them, we only scored 12 on them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I got to keep them at number five and put us at number six. You know what I mean? So, but Prospects number six, number seven.
Four to six.
All right, that ain't too bad of a drop, but I don't think you, bro. I think you're selling yourself short, bro. I think you're selling yourself short, bro.
I don't think so, bro. I think it's right around close.
I thought it was really close.
A
little finish.
My bad. Go ahead. My fault.
It's all good. Number seven. Reflection. Number eight, still Price Electric. Patriots number nine. I gave them the leapfrog over the Panthers. The Panthers didn't score a point against Price Electric. So even though the Patriots didn't play this week, I think they get that one bump up over the Panthers.
Yeah, I agree.
So Panthers number 10, and GC Irish 11, Savages 12, Colonial 13,
Sounds about right. I agree with everything except committee and prospects one. I agree with everything but that those picks.
Hold up. I think at this point, Colonial's better than the Savages.
You think so?
Yeah, man. The Savages are a mess.
Have the Savages scored on any games at all?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yes, they have. Yeah, the Savages are better than Colonial. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's the Boas. It's super close, though, man.
It is close.
We'll see. Now their schedule starts to become a little bit more even if they stay in the lead. We'll see. Yeah, they scored 7 points.
It's gonna
happen. 6 points.
I mean, damn.
Yeah, so they're scoring a touchdown a week.
Like, I'm sorry. I've fucked up your whole power rankings, bro. Go ahead. Say that cleanly without me interrupting you, bro. Go ahead. Say it again one more time. All right, so
number one, Steel City. Number two, Rock Bottom. Number three, Camden. Number four, the Braves. Number five, Committee. Number six, the Prospect. Number seven, Reflection. Number eight, Price Electric. Number nine, the Patriots. Number 10, the Panthers. Number 11, GC Irish. 12, Savages. 13, Colonial Diner.
Okay. My man. Can't knock it.
That was pretty accurate.
Tyree, you still there?
Nah, he hung up.
Yo, does anybody else got the Maurice, you got some power rankings? Give me your top five.
Hill City, Rock Bottom. I get mixed up with these. I think it's Camden. Yeah, Camden number three, us number four. And I guess I'll put Prospect number five, too. I like Prospect.
Yeah, you would keep them at five and Committee at six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I would, too.
Yeah. I think no matter what happens, if Rock Bottom happens to take out Camden, that also will leapfrog Braves over Camden to number three.
Man, I'm still saying we already over Camden. I'm sorry. But that's just me. But go ahead. Aaron, let me hear what you got.
Official. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we are. We're here. Go ahead. Aaron, let me hear what you got, bro. Aaron, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I got Steel City 1, Rock Bottom 2, Camden 3, Us 4, Prospects 5.
See, you're changing yourself there. Like, I think you're fifth place. No, everybody's not just
crazy
on the radio.
Now, Larry, you guys got an elite defense,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they got respect for your team.
John,
their defense, I think, it's their defense, for sure. That defense is so tough, bro. And, they have the same amount of offense as Committee does. I mean, minus the one quarterback situation. I think maybe Committee quarterback is better than the Prospects. But the defense, I give it to the defense over a Committee.
Okay.
Yeah,
I agree. I'll put Prospects 5 over Committee. And then for the reason Aaron just said, defense. I mean, that defense has been together a while now. They're tough, man. I mean, you start forcing Scott to do things he don't like to do. That's hard to do because not a lot of teams can force us to change game plans. Usually we go out there and do what we want. And we weren't able to do that Sunday. And we had to adjust to get the win. Like, you forced us to do that. Other teams don't force us to do that. So I think you should put yourself five. But.
Hey, not to toot my own horn. I usually get at least two touchdowns and at least one deep ball. Y'all help me, like, at 10-yard catches, 15-yard catches. Like, I couldn't do anything.
Didn't it become a very conservative game? There wasn't really many deep balls at all.
No. None. Like, both quarterbacks tried them early, couldn't get them, and then that was it. Like, it just changed everything. I mean, there was pressure from both defenses. The defense getting their hands on the ball. Like, it was, you know, both quarterbacks had to change their game plan. And that's a sign of two strong defenses.
I wish we had that on video, man, that whole thing.
Somebody didn't.
I was up. You didn't want me to come. I was too up.
How did I want you to come?
I was too up. Yeah. All week you're like, Ellen, it's cold. I don't want you out there if it's cold and this and that. I was up at 6:30 and you're like, you open the door like, it's kind of cold out there. I'm like, I know what he's getting at.
You were laying in the bed.
I know what he's getting at.
It warmed up. It warmed up later on.
It's gonna be your decision.
Yeah.
I don't want you to sit here and make it my decision. It's gonna be your decision. Okay? So you can't feel like, you didn't want me to come. You want me to come. Nah, hell no.
Uh-huh.
Come on out there and freeze that ass off. Like, yes, can I get the keys? I don't hear that shit. Nah, you want the cops? Come on, stay out here and watch this game.
Well, you know, no. Larry, the only problem you guys have is red zone plays. You guys drove all the way down there every time.
No, I agree with you,
when,
man. And,
when it got close to the goal line, you know, defense strengths, and he didn't have any red zone offensive plays. That's it. That's the only thing that's holding you guys back.
I agree, man. I think stuff like that, red zone offense, takes time, bro. Like, it's all new receivers for this quarterback, except the one guy is the only guy he's used to playing with. You know, it's one of those things, man. It'll come in time.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, what a game, dude.
Yo, hell of a game. But, yo, man.
I haven't stopped thinking about it, man. I haven't stopped thinking about it all day. I couldn't even focus, man.
Jeff came home from the game yesterday. He's like, I think Larry was mad. He didn't say nothing to me, and I haven't heard from him. I think he's mad at me.
Nah, never that, man.
Good game, yo. You had three sacks your damn self, bro. You did your part, man. You did your part. Like Aaron just said, man, you guys moved the ball down there, and then it came to the red zone, and you guys just couldn't punch it in, but you know, that was,
you know,
a lot
I
of
feel like Scott should have.
You know,
I feel like Scott should have maybe tried a little bit of more double blocking to try to keep us honest, because I don't think he double blocked us at all that entire game.
He don't do that, bro.
One time.
He don't do that, bro.
Yeah,
gotcha,
that's not
what
he's
doing.
Yeah, he don't do. You guys
don't do that.
He don't do that, bro.
We started
way
too late.
Guys are lining in that tight formation, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Great, 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 great. Thank you guys for calling in, yo. Let's end this thing. But thank you for calling in, guys, man.
We'll go Thursday. We'll go over to Vegas.
Thursday, Larry. Get the. You wait. You work on Thursday,
yeah.
Right? Larry.
Yeah, I DJ residential at Racks in Akko every Thursday.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Anybody's going up to Rack on Thursday.
Oh,
go support Larry, man. Go out and check him out. He's on the wheels of steel.
That chick is the one girl used to work there, bartender.
Wait, where's Rack at?
Chrissy used to work there on the White Horse Pike.
Is that,
remember,
is that,
we
is that, that Rack, Larry?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. You said Chrissy, blonde girl?
Yeah, yeah. Brown hair.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Chrissy Sowers, right?
Is that her name?
Wait, Chrissy?
From Gleason's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. A couple years ago, she's
old head, but she kind of looks kind of young, skinny, thin chick. I don't know if that's still her. I don't know if that's her.
She's not there now, but a couple years ago, she was there.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, are you DJ there, bro? You're DJ, Larry?
Yeah, bro. I was at the House of Blues. It's called Bourbon now, but in AC at the Showboat on Friday and Saturday. I was there both nights.
Okay, Larry.
I do a lot of weddings, you know, all the expensive stuff, man.
what's your DJ name, Larry?
D Larry J. Get me on Snapchat, yo. D Larry J.
D Larry J. DJ Larry J. Oh, man. What's up, bro? That's cool, bro.
We'll have to come check you out at Rex.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come check you out one night, man.
Be there every Thursday?
Every Thursday there's a beer pong tournament, and I've been running that beer pong tournament for the last 10 years, man. Yeah,
I haven't played beer pong since high school.
Man, I'm kind of pretty. I'm pretty good at beer pong.
I used to be.
I'm pretty good at beer pong. I am. You know what I'm saying?
You were in high school.
You know, I used to be. I mean, I used to.
10 years ago.
A long time ago, like, you know, that's what's up, bro. Yo,
to go stop by and check it out.
People want to
That'd
come
cool,
up. Larry, we said it's in Lindenwald.
Akko. White Horse Pike and Akko. Oh, everyone from around here knows what Rex is. Or they've heard of it. They're familiar with it.
Yeah.
There's one on
the Black Horse Pike too.
I thought it
used to be Taylor's.
Yeah, that was the one Taylor's in Williamstown.
Yeah, it's now Rex.
Yeah, man, that used to be a good place too.
The Alpine. That's what I remember. It was the Alpine back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Alpine.
But, yo,
hey,
thank you guys.
Sorry, man. One more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing. I thought of an idea for that All-Star game.
Go ahead.
Wait.
The All-Star game.
I thought
game.
Of an idea for the All-Star game to bring up to Bill. So the top three teams in Elite and the top three teams in A picks four players from their team to go to the All-Star game. So you'll have, what, 12 and 12?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Not every team.
It'll be hectic, and I don't think it's fair.
Too many players.
So I think top three teams in Elite
and
top three
division.
Teams in A. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not in each division. Well,
there is no B right now. Not enough. But
since you guys are listening. Like, I'm going to tell you guys this. I wouldn't make it too public unless people listen and they start telling everybody. But I kind of want to pitch the bill to, pay for the All-Star game, to pay for the jerseys, to, as like a business, like a donation kind of thing for the league, you know what I mean? And I can't see him saying no, you know? Maybe it'd be cool, pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
You can make
what
it,
I hear the commissioners
make it
listen to
for him.
This, though. Or
yeah, you're right.
Commissioner has listened to this podcast, so he might have already heard the idea about the All-Star team.
But, I mean, what about everybody else, bro? Can I have some All-Stars, too?
Well, he said the top three teams in each division.
Top three teams in
A would take four players. Top three teams in A would take four players. There is no B right now, but.
I can see that.
You could have an All-Star or an Elite All-Star,
and then the A All-Star, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? The A and the B. What was that?
Hey, Jeff, like picture this, man. We already know that our A championship and our Elite championship is under the lights on a Saturday night. So
I can't wait, bro.
I can only
that.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait for that shit, because we're about to make it.
That's what everyone's
going
for.
We are going to that shit.
That is beautiful.
Under the lights? Under the lights at night time.
Yep.
What?
It's already set in stone, man.
But see, if you have an all-star team, you'd have to have more than 12 players. So who are they going to play against? One elite team plays against the A team?
No. Mix it up. Mix the teams up.
No, they mix it up. You mix it up. Yeah, mix it up.
Six on one team, six on the other.
Four from the top three.
All together, it'd be 24. So you can split the team in half with 12 players on this side, 12 players on that side. That's enough players to have an All-Star game.
Picture this.
You have the A championship, the Elite championship, at nighttime, and then you have the All-Star game right after. So you have all these people and their families watching the game, you know?
Right.
Ooh, that's good.
You didn't go over your player of the week.
Oh, shit.
That's late at night. That's real late.
I mean, if they start at 6 o'clock, or you know what, you're right, because summertime would be like 9:30.
It's going to be summertime by then.
Yeah, so it'll be dark.
You're right.
So one game's like an hour and a half.
I'm just saying that'd be a great way to make sure people are there for the championship games, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the All-Star game could be under the lights instead. I don't know. Maybe talk it up with commissioner.
but cool, definitely, man.
That All-Star game sound like it could work. 3-3.
It could definitely work.
And then pick four players. That's enough.
No,
that's a lot
of
people to
happen,
pick.
Man. We will make it happen.
I can definitely see that working. Like, what? No, I don't know. I wanted to do something.
Think about it for next Thursday and Friday. We'll go over it.
I want to do like a little
player of the week.
Player of the week, and I'll give a little
MVP kind of.
Being X-rated. It's Mr. Nasty Time.
Oh, Mr. Nasty Time.
Mr. Nasty Time.
It's ever.
Player of the week. That's how I'm doing it, man.
Whoever the player of the week is.
And I'm giving them a little.
Win a gift card every week.
Gift card. every week.
Comes
but I like everybody to help me do it. You know what I'm saying? So whoever thinks that, you know,
post it on Facebook, whoever, everybody's opinion, it's going to be like
opinion,
the majority win.
Who should win it for certain teams. And then, you know, I'll give them a little gift card. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? 10, 20 bucks. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah.
Every week.
Love it.
Mr. Nasty Time. Mr.
Nasty. I'm faded. Feeling X-rated. It's Mr. Nasty Time.
Oh, Mr. Nasty Time.
Nasty Time.
Mr. Nasty Time.
Take it
easy. So everyone think of who your MVPs are out of all the games this week, and then we'll go over it later on in the week.
I already know. Honestly, if I had to pick
one.
Good,
you can put it out there. Since Larry's not going to be on Thursday, we can see who.
I'm just saying, if I was picking my player of the week for this week,
you're going to pick from your team.
I'm going to pick from my team.
Right. Yeah. But it's got to, we're not.
Yeah, I want to be fair.
Right.
You know, I want everybody
it's
got to
be from every game. Like, you can pick from any game. It doesn't necessarily
like,
have to be your own team.
He had four interceptions. He had this. He had that. He had this. It came out of two players from my team. And you know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Well, I would go with either Sheen or Aaron. Aaron had a touchdown, a sack, a sack and a half. A touchdown, a sack and a half, and an interception. Now, who can stop that? Who's more Mr. Nastier than that, man? Come on. Come on. Larry,
I was out there like a little Mac.
Now, Larry, if you had to pick him up from your team, who would you pick?
It doesn't have to be from his team.
Yeah. No,
it
doesn't have to be from your team.
You know, obviously, it's not going to be on the offense. But I can't be biased, man. And the rush was just fast all day, man. You know,
I was about to say that, bro. If I was going to pick anybody from your team, I would have picked you. Yo, you have three sacks, bro.
Larry had three sacks last week.
Yay. Yo, I didn't know because I was running my route.
When the ball got snapped over Scott's head, that was a sack,
was
bro. Yeah, and then he got him.
Right.
The ball, like they were all long,
bro.
deep sacks, dog. Like
dude, I was coming from the cornerback sneaks, bro. Cornerback sneaks. I was bringing on Scott, and I was coming from hardcore from the side, man.
I saw you, bro.
Seen that. I seen it too. I'm lined up. I'm like, yo, what is he doing all the way out here?
Just stay with it, man. I'm telling you. You know, Scott likes the roll. He likes the roll to his throw inside. So if you take that away, you really mess his game up. I mean to put it out there, but if you take away his throw and roll.
Especially now that Adelphia is on Saturday night, too. Can jiggy with it.
Hanging out with Eric. Miller Lite.
He wasn't on his top game this week.
But actually, I don't know anybody else in the league. Like,
but did you watch all the games? So
I watched two other games, but I couldn't watch while we were playing. So I just watched Rock Bottom. I didn't watch Rock Bottom versus Colonial, and I didn't watch
So we'll get
Price Electric versus the not the Monster, the Panthers. So, I didn't see either one of those games, but.
And our game was very late.
Yeah. If I was picking
late,
the game of the week, because we were the game of the week, I would pick Aaron, bro. He made an amazing catch in the end zone. He had like five or six catches. He had an interception and a sack and a half. Like, I agree.
All right, so we'll throw it out there for everybody who wants to vote. Everybody can vote. Whoever the player with the most votes, they'll get a gift card next Sunday.
This Sunday coming up.
It's not
up.
Nothing big, just like a $10-$20 gift card. And
anybody wants to, you know,
every week we'll pick an MVP.
Add anybody to who they think it should be. I'm just saying who I think it should be.
From what you saw, yeah.
Just add it to who you think it should be on YouTube or on Facebook.
Yeah, on this All Star,
you know,
Touch Football
we'll
Facebook page, and then
we can make it like a little poll and shit.
Yeah,
we'll get three players.
That's cool.
Four players.
The player with the most
the
votes wins MVP each week.
No, just the the player of the week.
Yeah,
the Mr. Nasty Time player.
Yeah,
of the week.
Player with the most votes.
Mr. Nasty Time.
So we got two so far, Aaron and Larry. They're two candidates.
Aaron, I mean, Larry had three fucking sacks. I mean,
Aaron and Larry are two candidates.
So this is, you can only vote from your own team, right?
No, from any team.
Whoever, bro.
It doesn't have to be from your own team, any team.
I was able to watch that Steel City game, and their quarterback, man, he was running touchdowns. He was throwing touchdowns.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
He can run, man.
I did see that. Yeah, Matt was killing.
Yeah, he was getting nasty. You know what?
But yeah, and then again, Grosso to Grosso, man, they were having a good old time out there against Steel City.
Yeah. And I didn't see the
Grosso to Grosso.
I didn't see what Rock Bottom did, but I'm sure it was nasty. So,
yeah.
I know they were playing Colonial, but still getting nasty. You know what I mean? You can't.
You can't underestimate them, though. Yeah.
But my main man from the committee is gonna call in on Thursday. Yeah, Joey's gonna call in on Thursday. So we're gonna hash this out, man, because they think they're better than us, and I just don't think so. But I might be wrong. But you know what I'm saying? Like I just don't. I just think we're better than
you. Your head is getting so big.
No, my head ain't big at all.
Your head's getting so big.
We got a date.
Well deserved.
We definitely have a date. So
yeah, we do got a date. We definitely got a date with them. But I ain't scared. I ain't scared of them motherfuckers.
I ain't scared of them, bro.
Like, I think we can beat them. Honestly, I know we can. You know what? I'm gonna say it. I know we can beat them. I'm gonna say it. I know we can beat them. We should beat them.
So I might get my own ride to the game this week. So in case someone's waiting for you in a parking lot,
I'm kidding. Hey, you know,
we definitely got to talk more about this All-Star game too.
That'd be sweet, bro.
I promise you, man. I will.
Yeah, right now it's just an idea. What we got it's got to be pitched to the commissioner. And he don't seem like he's too keen on change. So I guess it's got to be like a – but you said the commissioner is listening.
Yeah, he likes it.
So maybe when he hears how many people are actually like
– it's an All-Star game. Yeah, maybe he'll do it. But
public,
I'm saying like, –
public demand, you know? Public demand.
Yeah.
I would think the refs would want to see that too. Also, I think the refs would love that.
I think it would be
like
awesome.
I said, bro. I'll sponsor it. I'll sponsor it with my business, and buy the jerseys, pay for the refs. You know what I mean? That way, the players don't have to pay no refs for the All-Star game. You know?
Damn, Larry. Okay.
Well, you know, bro. I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Yeah, let's call Larry real quick. Let's call Larry real quick, bro. Larry.
It's a treasure.
That's
the best idea. I think I don't think
that's not a bad
idea. That one, yeah,
that's not a bad idea. But somehow I feel slighted. Like,
I'm never going to be in the top eight range.
Nobody from committee made it, so I'm going to wait for you and yell at you in the parking lot.
Yeah,
because
never going to be in the top three. So
always,
I'm just picking on them right now. That's how I'm feeling. But you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah, Aaron, it's all good camaraderie, you know?
Yeah, man, I just want to win. I really want to beat them, though. I want to beat them. I you know what? I never even looked at an elite team before until we got Scott.
Because you weren't qualified or able to even play them.
You know, since then, I mean, I feel like we're better than three.
I think we're better than three out of the five elite teams.
I think we can beat them all.
Honestly, personally. Aaron, I'm trying to be humble, bro, but you done said it. I agree with you 100%.
You weren't ready for Steel City, that's all.
We weren't ready for Steel City. Honestly, if you had Aaron, we would have beat.
And it was the first game in the season. You had new players. You guys were like,
we weren't ready for them. And the first week one, that was nobody's fault but our own.
Yeah.
But I feel like if we had the guys that we got right now playing this every Sunday, we would have beat them. I feel like we would have beat them.
If you would have met them later on in the season, aside from the first game, it might have been different.
And, you know, we beat Rock Bottom last year. You know, Tyree, you know, it's no offense. I mean, I'm just saying how I feel, bro. I mean, this is my opinion.
You're proud of your team.
And I'm proud of my guys. And we're better this year. And we're better than we were last year. Better. You know what? I don't want to say. Do you think we're way better, bro? Would you say way better?
Yeah. Defense-wise, hell yeah.
Our defense the last 3 weeks? Yeah, the last three weeks.
We're way better than we were last year, and we beat them. Applaud us.
Yeah, last year we were going touchdown for touchdown. We was out there like freaking Golden State and Celtics trying to score who had the last score. But this year, it was pure dominance.
Yeah.
On the defensive
side.
Yeah, on the defensive side,
Yeah, you didn't see any 20-point differentials last year on our scores. Like, we didn't see that, you know.
But, like, three games, that was it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Get busy,
even Prospect versus Braves, man. Last game was a high-scoring game. This one was a freaking low-scoring game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Both y'all defenses. Because
defensive battle.
If you think about it, Prospects, nobody really got, like, that – nobody scored that many points on you guys either. So,
We've given up, you know what? Let's applaud our defense. We've given up 3 touchdowns in 3 weeks. That's it. 3 touchdowns. That's it. 3 touchdowns in 3 weeks. And I don't give a damn who you're playing. I don't care if you're playing Colonial Diner 3 weeks in a row. You gave up 3 touchdowns in 3 weeks, but we played the Prospects.
Steel City.
No. Steel City scored 34. We're only counting the last 3 weeks. We gave up one to the Savages, one to
one to
the Prospects. How can you not be like wow by that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
wow.
one was a defending champion. And one was elite. The other one was
yeah.
I like it, man. I really do.
And we cannot be. Yeah, we should be proud. Yeah, we are proud. We are brave.
And if your team's not proud, you're proud enough for them.
I'm definitely proud enough for them. That's why I keep saying, fuck everybody, man. We beat them all.
You're proud enough.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Let's get it. I'm ready to rock, man. I'm ready to rock.
It's been an hour and a half.
Okay, all right, girl. I gotta go to sleep now.
No, not today. It's been
game day. It's over. Time's up.
Give me the love to talk to you guys, man.
It's done. Oh, it's over. Yeah, it's over, man. But yo, thank you guys for calling in and sharing some time and your thoughts with me and us.
Think about your player of the week, and then hopefully we'll hear from you guys on Thursday and Friday.
Larry, get them spreads right, bro. Get those spreads
right,
bro.
You're making the
league so much better.
Interesting.
Bro. You're making it so everyone's talking about the spreads.
And the power ranking.
Wrong or right or whatever. It's just something else that makes the league interesting, bro.
The power rankings. Everyone's
excited
about the power rankings.
You know what? Let's applaud Larry once again.
Mr.
Just keep doing your thing,
so
Larry,
much, man.
Keep doing your thing, bro. I mean, I appreciate you, dog. I really do, man. And you know what? I appreciate just everything you're doing, bro. And keep it up, bro.
You guys match my enthusiasm, Jeff. You guys match my enthusiasm. And that's why it's important to me to provide for this league just as much as you are. You know what I mean? It's all about
man.
The camaraderie that we have between each other, you know?
Hey, if this is going to further the league and having guys
and have fun, that's
and
all.
And
you just
fun
have fun
and you know, get other people interested in the league or make people in the league and you know, excited about it and make it a little bit more like real football. Let's get it, bro. I'm down.
You got
I'm down.
You got
even though committee, you know, I think we're better than them. I'm going to keep saying that. Even though I think we're better than committee and all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we'll get into that on Thursday when they call in.
Yeah, when he calls in. Even this guy, I'm just fucking around with him, man. You know what I mean? I'm fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with y'all. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Honestly, I do think you're better than y'all. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story for another day. You know what I'm saying? Come get it. Come get some.
Week 9.
Is it week 9?
Yeah.
All right, well, week 9,
Daniel.
I was wrong.
Week 8.
I was wrong. All right, players be fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody, you know what I mean? But, yo, let's get this Mr. Nasty Time Player of the Week thing popping, bro. I want to give the Player of the Week every week.
A 10 or 20, nothing big.
Nothing
like
huge,
some kind of gift card.
Just to go out there and just get busy, bro.
Visa, something, some kind of gift card.
Anything.
Something to look forward to. Like,
yeah, just something, you know what I mean? Just to show
strive
that you're
for better, yeah.
Bro. And you know what I mean? I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So let's get
That's
it, bro.
Cool. That's very cool.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, John.
Everybody else.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Tyree. Who else called?
We'll see you on Thursday.
That was it, right? That was all. Thank you, guys, and see you guys Thursday. It's Mr.
See you guys later.
Alrighty. Later.
All right, peace.